listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Sun is going down in LA, but Ilona Europa is in a studio of two gorgeous girls, and we have Ronan, who is our engineer for today. He's my angel. He always helps me when I'm in trouble, and we have somebody in Dallas. Hello, Dr. DJ Verrett. Hello, DJ.
We had a beautiful sunset in the state of Texas, so I hope it follows out to California this afternoon.
Yeah, it started being dark, but it was so hot today. Oh, my gosh, how was in Dallas?
Today was beautiful. We had a cold front through yesterday. We were around 80 degrees today, so it was gorgeous. Actually had dinner on a patio tonight with the lovely wife and my little daughter and watched the beautiful sunset. So I hope you guys can have a similar experience this evening.
Yeah, I would love to say hi to your wife. And again, I would love to, one day maybe you can bring her and we'll be talking a little bit to her. Also, what do you think? Will she like it or not?
I think she will. We'll make it out there one day.
I think so. Valentine's Day. You know, we need to find some nice, I don't know, to find somebody to date. I'm joking. But anyway, yes, today it's a very unusual day. I have a very good friend, beautiful girl, like I mentioned, with me. I met Manu. I'm saying Manu, but you really are Manu. Yes?
Well, hello, first of all. Yeah, my name is Manu. It's
M-A-N-O-U. Manu.
Then Manu.
Manu, how do you pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oshker.
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 Oh, that's easy.
That's pretty good. That's easy, right?
But that sounds not Swiss.
But how's it spelled, though?
It's O-E-S-C-H-G-E-R.
Okay.
But you know, we have 1 hour
much easier than it, though.
And Manu, you know, I love your accent, of course.
Thank
I have a
so
Polish
much.
Accent, Eastern European accent. I cannot get rid of my accent, and I think it will stay with me forever. But I'm very proud of my accent, and yours is also very, very unusual. You know, you
Thank
have
you.
This raspy voice. And, you know, do you think that you are a singer-songwriter, first and
yes.
foremost? Do you think, sweetie, when you sing, your accent is very, very heard or not?
I think it's a thing about how much you practice. I heard that a couple of people told me that my speaking voice is definitely, you can hear it more
accented.
Yeah, it's more, there's more an accent than when I sing, but it's definitely still there, I believe.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to hear it later.
And we also have in studio your friend. Yes, your
yes.
name is, because I also pronounce it wrong. It's between Laura. What is your name?
Yes, it's Laura, L-A-R-A.
Laura.
Yes,
another, yes, and you are a dancer, you are an actor,
yes.
and you are also from Switzerland.
Yes, I'm half Swiss and half American.
Oh, wonderful. And you both are living almost in the same building, yes?
Exactly.
And support each other. And I think that's the coolest things ever, because friendships, I'm learning more and more. This is one thing that never goes away.
Yes.
And but apropos friendships, we are missing our friend very much, John Johnson. I know he's in Dallas. He cannot be today with us in person, but we have his firefly.
Well, you know why he couldn't be with us, though, Alona. He was asked to give the keynote speech at a big fashion conference in New York City. So quite the accomplishment for John, but he's working on that keynote speech right now and
Yay.
Wasn't able to join us this evening.
Yay! If anybody wants to see the picture of John Johnson and his just amazing great look, then please go to Accent on a Facebook. And obvious, this man knows how to dress. And obvious, he also worked for many, many years with Oprah Winfrey in a Harpo production. And we are so proud because John Johnson, officially, he's our executive producer for Accent On. And we know that great things will happen. Yes, DJ? Yes.
Absolutely. Well, and I had to brag on him a little bit because I know he would never tell you why he wouldn't hear, but that's why.
Oh, but we are proud of him. I knew that. I spoke with him at 1 or 2 at night. This is crazy. This man never, ever sleeps. And I'm getting these amazing, amazing letters from him, which are so businesslike, and I feel like so businesswoman. But anyway, we love John Johnson. We wish him the best. New York, John Johnson.
Did he end up sending a Firefly this week?
Of course. This man always does what he says. And we have our beautiful Fireflies from John Johnson. And theme for today is, you are a living magnet. Live in the now.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and downloading Accent On. This is John Johnson with another edition of Firefly Igniting the Soul. Did you know that you are a living magnet, and whatever you attract into your life, good or bad, is in direct agreement with your dominant thoughts? Your attitude is your choice, and what you are experiencing right now is the result of how you think and how you feel about your life. Want to change? Change your mind. You and your life are inseparable. So, to change your life, you must change how you feel about it. You must change how you think about it. So, how does that work exactly? Well, your feelings follow your thoughts. Your attitude sets your expectation. For instance, if you dislike someone, you're going to find more to dislike. If you expect a good day, you'll find it. It really is that simple. The universal law of attraction, it matches your expectation or your feelings with matching experiences in life. A common practice that many of us are guilty of, and I've been guilty of this myself, is we need to stop looking to the future for the life we've dreamed of. What I realized is that by looking to the future, I was missing the now. When you are in the habit of thinking that your life isn't really wonderful now, you know, but you're hoping that it will be better in the future, all that does is simply makes you feel bad about what you don't have now. The reality is we only have one choice, to live in our now. You can't live in the future, and you can't live in the past. So throw away those disco clothes, they're not coming back into style. This is it. You have to learn to like where you are now. And if you can do that, you'll be much more happier as you journey through your life towards your expanding dreams in the future. The fact is, the happier you are now, the more good fortune flows into your life now. Not later, but now. That's the law of attraction in action. It says that as you become more mindful of what you think, your attitude shifts to reflect that truth. And you get what you feel. You feel good, and you get good feelings back. You feel bad, and you poison your future with bad feelings. It's easy to let what you want leave you feeling sad that you don't have it now, but if you change how you think about where you are or what your situation is, if you can look at it differently, if you can look at your situation and appreciate it for the opportunity that it might be, then you can always find something great about your situation to feel good about. Look at it from a higher perspective. Gwendolyn Brooks wrote a poem for her children called Speech to the Young, Speech to the Progress Toward. And she says at the end of that poem, live not for the battles won, live not for the end of the song, but live in the along. She's saying that you have to live in the present, that you have to be in this moment, because whatever has happened to you in your past or is going to happen to you in your future has no power over this present moment, because life evolves and happens in the now. So change your mind. Learn to use your imagination and your vision to enjoy life now. For more of my thoughts or to share your comments on your life adventures in the now, visit the John Johnson official page on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter at JohnsCat, JohnsCat. For Firefly, this is John Johnson. Start living your life like the dream you have is real. Now back to the studio with Ilona Europa, Dr. DJ, and the rest of the gang.
Thank you, John. Thank you very, very, very much. And it's true. We are trying to live right now, and now, and now is the most important moment of our lives. Yes? Then, because I have Manu here with us, and she has a gorgeous, gorgeous song that I think, when did you record, and what is the title of the song?
No Escaping.
I think the
Are we
time.
Talking about that one?
Yes, I think it's a really, really time to listen to your voice and your music.
Thank you. Enjoy.
What you waiting for? Come on, get on the floor. I hear you talking, but you gotta make a move now.
I know that Dallas loves, you know, pop dance music. Do you think you will dance to it?
I was dancing to it. What are you talking about? You couldn't see me dancing because, unfortunately, we're on the radio. But I was dancing, and I gave a clap at the end,
Yay.
Too. So.
Post pictures on Facebook, accent on.
Yes.
No, that would scare people away. You really don't want to
you
do that.
You are a serious doctor. We just really need to keep this straight. Okay. But anyway, we love the song. I really,
thank
really
you
like
so
it.
Much.
It's so high
Thank
energy.
You. It's world premiere, actually. So you guys are the first ones.
Accent on, world yeah. premiere of your song. I'm so proud. Dr. DJ, I know that our topic for our discussion and our medical myths will be around the vocal problems. And I know Manu has no problems with vocal. I have from time to time, but I cannot wait what you will tell us about, you know, how to treat and be nice to our vocal strings.
Well yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute because I thought it would be kind of appropriate since we have two singers in the studio today. But you know, first, I think we need to hear a little bit more about Manu's experience and where she's come from and and a little bit more of her accent on the show.
Yes, and I will say, I would like to hear something in Switzerland language. Please, tell me.
I can teach you how are you. So whenever you see somebody, that's, you know, what you could ask them. And you say, wie geht's.
Wie geht's?
Wie geht's.
Wie geht's. That's
there
really
we go.
Good.
That's
okay.
Pretty good.
Jak się
so
masz?
How many languages do you speak?
Oh, 17. I wish. No, I'm just kidding. I do speak, well, I'm trying to speak English. I speak a little bit of French.
You're doing very well.
Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate that. I speak French a little bit. I had it for like 10 years in school, so I'm trying to remember as much as I can. And I do speak a little tiny bit of Italian as well. And, of course, Swiss German, which is kind of a language.
I know.
It's more of a dialect of a...
You see, I try to go and check some, you know, information about your past, and I know you for 2 years. I met you in America. I met you, you know, and I was so shocked because you are so beautiful.
Thank you. I really
hope we have cameras here, and she's a really gorgeous girl. And, you know, I remember when you entered the studio, I was recording Blue Moon there, I think, with my daughter, and you just appeared, and it was just like you're supposed to be on a stage even every moment of your life. Then tell me, your music, how old you were when you start singing?
Well, like really start being on tour was when I was 24. It was actually kind of late, but it was an amazing project. So I got into this Disney project in Germany, and our band was called B4. We were two girls and two guys, and we were nonstop on tour. And that was so exciting for me because you always see all these stars touring. You're like, how is it? I want to do it so bad. And I ended up being in this band. And that's what gave me, you know, the start to see actually behind the camera, to see how it really is to be on tour, to get up every morning at 5 or 6 and to go to bed very late. And that's what was going on. So now we quit the band and I came here to LA. And I wanted to do my own solo project.
Uh-oh, we have some phone call coming.
Hi.
We were two girls and two guys. And we were so exciting to me because you always see all these
Hello.
Stars.
Hello. Is anybody there? Okay, we're here. Do we have caller?
Hello.
Can I speak with Manu?
Yes, that's me. Hello.
We need your computer down. Whoever is calling, we need a little bit less of your volume on computer.
Yeah, sure. I just want to know how in the world did you put so many cool dance grooves in that song? Because I was shaking my butt.
Who is this? What is your name? Who are you?
My name is Hans Fredriksen, and I'm just crazy about the song I just heard. I was just jumping up and down.
No, we were that jumping too. Oh, that's so cool. Okay,
I hope we could jump together.
Yeah, but yeah, this song had a few very good beats, even little salsa,
You want to know who did it, actually?
Absolutely.
My amazing boyfriend, Taylor Carroll. He's the one who actually produced it. We wrote it together, so.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're out
you're
there,
lucky girl.
I just want to say thank you so much for your support.
Oh, that's so beautiful. What is his name again?
Taylor Carroll.
I need to have him on my show, Accent
yeah,
On.
You can invite
Do you think
him.
You can make it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be great. And is he a musician for himself?
He's
or
a rock
he's
singer,
only
yeah. He has a rock band right now.
Then two different styles.
Yes.
But that's good, you know.
It's good to have some rock
lovely.
Music sometimes.
Congratulations. This is very, very good and happening song. Really great beats. And, you know,
Thank you so much. We love
you to be successful in America. I know we have another song, but let's come back to your history. You said 24, you went on a tour, you had a band that you were before.
Yeah.
This is the name of the band. And did you were touring only with this band or you were opening for some bigger acts?
No, we were the main act. Like it was literally from being a nobody to go to the number one of the charts. We sold 1 million records there. So it was like... Oh my gosh, it was like a dream. It's like you don't realize it while you're on tour, And then once you step away from it, you see like what kind of stages you were on.
Scary.
And that's when you get like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that. And,
Dr. DJ, they said yeah.
Where were you on tour? Was that in Europe or
was
that
in Europe,
all over the place? Or
it was mainly in Germany, Switzerland and Austria, but we also had some shows, mostly TV shows outside of there, like in Italy or in Spain. Yeah, we traveled like everywhere.
This is supposed to happen to you in America because everybody knows the American dreams. This is what we are looking for. And I think you're, again, gorgeous, young, talented. Your songs are great. And I think it will happen.
Thank
will happen.
You.
You are working on your new album, yes?
Yes, I'm already writing songs for my full-length records. But first of all, I need to start performing. So I have this website that's going to be up in about 2 weeks. It's www.manoumusic.com. And also on Facebook, you can find me, M-A-N-O-U, and like my page. And there's going to be all the information where I'm going to perform. I'm auditioning drummer right now and bass player this week. So it's going to be very, very excited. I cannot wait to be back on stage.
Will you be having dancers?
So when did you come to the U.S. then? Fairly recently, it sounds like.
Well, it's been 2 years now, yeah. But it took a long, you know, process for foreigners with accents to get through the whole visa process. So I made it finally, and I'm here now. And
to
Ilona, I have 2 backup dancers as well. So it's a lot of work, but it's going to be such a great show.
And four-piece band?
Yes. I play the piano, yeah.
Okay, then.
And I dance.
Can you describe us the style of your music?
Because, I always say, for example, if you take Lady Gaga and Avril Lavigne and they meet in a room and they, you know, make out and whatever goes on.
I like because
what's
you are,
coming out. That's
you are edgy, you know, way how you dress, and it's really rock and roll a lot. And you have this glow for the dance star also, sparkly stuff here and there. I love that. But okay, then you say electronica, dance, little rock, and all 10 songs or 12 songs will be like that. All you have ballads
that's
also.
What it's gonna be? I have some ballads already wrote. Yeah, and actually Lara, this pretty girl next to me, she's gonna be one of my backup dancers. So
who will be choreograph? You'll be choreographing
the songs I'm gonna choreograph as well.
Then rehearsal are already going?
We're working on it working hard every day.
Do you have an agent? Do you be booking yourself? Nothing wrong
I
with
have
that
a booking
right
agent. Her name is Christina Tim, and hello if you're listening tonight.
Hi Christina. We all like our agents.
Yes, she'll book me. She's like calling me all the time, when are you ready, let's book some shows. So
that's lovely.
Yeah,
and do you think that one of the first shows will be in LA, like Club, where you will go after? What places?
Well, I do want to do LA, and I cannot wait to go back to Europe actually as well.
Oh,
I
want to
do like
you
plan. Know like I want to do both. I want to do here in America. I want to start touring, but definitely, you know, since I have the connections over there, I want to take my band and.
That's much smarter, honestly.
Over there as well.
They always say, you know, you make success there, and hopefully you have one good hit on the radio here, and it will be much easier to, you know, bring your success back to America. But you never know. This is what is the
you
most beautiful things about music. You just wake up one day and say, what's happened? I am number one. Or what's happened? Where is my number one? Or never will happen.
Well, we can tour together, Ilona, you know. Let's go to China or whatever, you know.
You know
let's
what? I'm telling you, it's accent on, I think what I'm dreaming about is to have a group of amazing artists that are all around the world, that if we eventually get very, very big, Dr. DJ, because that's what is in our plans and dreams, we'll create a tour that will tour with Accent On, will be on the stage, and Dr. DJ will be teaching us how to live happy, beautiful, and healthy.
I'll be the MC introducing everybody.
No, it'll be fantastic.
You can take care of our voices.
And somehow
because I don't have much of an accent, and I definitely can't sing, so you wouldn't want me as the main act in that whole deal.
You guys are
way better than I am.
No, because I somehow believe that all these ladies on the stage who will be listening to Manu and maybe me and a few people listening, they will be having a lot of questions to how you will help them to stay young and beautiful forever. And that's what is your strength. We love you. You're a plastic surgeon. It's amazing. I knew why you are here. I need you, like, fix up a little bit here and there, but you know what? From the distance, it's a little hard, you know. Then my husband always said you just turn off your Porsche down, how you say, the roof down, and then air will smooth out your wrinkles. But I cannot drive faster than 45. Then it's not happening.
In LA, not, no.
Yeah, I have a question for Manu, though, because it's kind of interesting coming from the European perspective, just like Alona did in coming to the U.S. What did you find was the biggest change that you had to undergo to kind of get into the U.S. lifestyle?
Well, first of all, it was really hard for me to accept being going from this superstar to a nobody. And I think was the hardest part, you know, to be on tour, be recognized wherever you go and actually stay at home because you don't want to, you know, be around people all day long. And then you come over here, you're like, all right, hello, I'm here. It's like, can't you see me? I'm also a somebody, you know. And I think that was very hard. And especially in LA, you know, people... If you meet at 4 o'clock in Switzerland, that's when people are going to show up. And over here, you know, 5, 6 o'clock. So having like all these meetings where you don't really know at what time you should be there, or what time everybody's going to show up, or if they even are going to show up. So that was really hard to change, like this mentality that people have over here. But
you know, I had a mentor who always told me a man of character is always 15 minutes early. So I try to stick to that one.
I love that.
My personal advice.
I think Europeans have something really in common. We are really very hardworking people. We are on time mostly. We work hard for success. And mostly in your situation, you said success came very fast. But right now, you are doing second time around in the biggest and the most beautiful country in the world, which practically stars are appearing in the moment when you open your eyes, you know, and you need to fight for that. Then I think you are in front of the fight of your life. I'm fighting for my dream also, you know, and I really think... Older I'm getting, I am less scared of what will be happening tomorrow. I think in America, I was going through the same withdrawal because I had my TV shows, I had my tours from orchestra, from TV, again, you know, interviews, I had my radio show. I was doing so much. Then I become a wife. Nothing wrong with that, people will say. Then I'll become mama. Nothing wrong with that. This is the best... things that happened to me for sure in my life, especially that I didn't speak English well. I didn't know even how to open microwave, and it was, that was like 20 years ago.
And that is a very important thing in my world of cooking.
you know, it wasn't easy, and I learned how to become a human again in age of 30 something. And honestly, I survived, I think, first 5-6 years because of my friends who didn't care how really silly I was and how really I wasn't maybe smart overall, but they saw something in me like I see in you, and I know that people recognize that you are a hard worker and you get where you want somehow, somewhere.
And Alona won't brag on herself, but she's come quite a long way and been very successful on her own right here in the U.S. So if Alona can help you out, I would definitely take her advice on that one.
I love it. And yes, I love to help people because I remember how hard it was for me. I remember first time when I felt, okay, I got my first big contract and I started making money of singing. There was like, oh my gosh, I really am somebody, like you said. The being nobody is the hardest, I think, for anybody who comes from outside and just need to blend it in. But you don't want really, you want to scream. I'm here.
But, well, you know, it's a great... go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, you know, I'm a U.S.-born citizen, always lived here, traveled abroad once or twice, but in terms of the music industry, what have you noticed? Is there a difference between the two music industries in the same genre, in the, you know, electric dance music? Is there actually a difference there, or is it kind of the same regardless of where you are, is the music... the kind of unifying factor amongst all cultures there?
It's a huge difference. That's what I would say, because here in America, it's a lot more about the talent and about the people that you're working with. And in Germany, it's more about, how could I explain it that I don't say anything wrong? Like, I think it's more about just get the CD done, go out there and just do it, you know. Yeah. And here people take more time. People are, they really, really,
decision.
You need a great product over here. You cannot just walk into a record label and put the CD there. That's not really, you know, finished until the last thing is perfect. So over here it's more about perfection, and that's what I like. And it's more about the uniqueness, you know. People, you can be unique over here. You can actually just live it out to 100%. And over there, it's still, they're trying, but it's, I don't think it's that extreme that it is here. You know, they start thinking at like 50%, and over here they go all the way to 100%. That's why Lady Gaga wears a freaking meat outfit when she goes to the red carpet, you know.
That's, I don't know how this meat outfit still.
Me neither.
You think smells? I don't know.
I don't even want to know. But yeah, it's definitely a huge difference. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Time for second song. What is the title of the second song?
It's called Red Handed.
Red Handed.
Have fun.
I really like it. My gosh, I really like it.
Thank you.
I have so strong hooks. a beat is just amazing. And you made the time for solo, guitar solo, which is amazing.
That was Taylor is Carroll as well.
Oh, gosh. You know what? You know? I love it because I think the good music need to have great musician in it.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's a great guitarist, and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
But, Dr. DJ, I think time for you because you need to tell us what to do with our throat. I know that Ronan is a little sick today. Hi, Ronan. What's wrong with you, baby? Here, Ronan has throat problem too. Hi, Ronan. You need to say.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a common cold. Yeah, it's not that I'm a singer or anything.
No, but we love your voice. And you have an accent too, yes?
Well, of course. I'm from Israel.
Yes, I just love my accent on the show. We have whole world under our feet. I just love it. Anyway, Dr. DJ, help us. Our throat hurts. First question. We have medical myths. Drinking tea with lemon and honey helps a hoarse voice. What do we think, people? What do you think, Manu? Drinking tea with a lemon is helping, or
yes,
with honey?
I think it's helping, definitely. But I heard so many things that you can do, I don't even know where to start anymore.
What do you think,
Everybody
Laura?
Tells you something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I think lemon will help your voice.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ronan?
Well, in my experience, yeah, it helps.
But I will say tea and lemon maybe, but I have problem with honey because I think honey and sugar in honey can scratch your throat and can hurt you. Mm. Dr. DJ, help. We need resolution.
Actually, overall, it's not a good idea to drink tea with lemon and honey when you have a hoarse voice.
Oh.
The reason is, so with honey, the thought is that the honey lubricates the throat or lubricates the voice box. And the reality is, whenever you swallow anything, the epiglottis, which is the fold of tissue up above the voice box, actually folds over to protect your voice box from anything touching it, any kind of liquid or solid that goes by. So the honey won't ever touch your vocal cords. The lemon is rather acidic and can actually irritate the back of the throat and promote extra stomach acid, which can come up to the vocal cords and cause more irritation. So drinking tea with lemon and honey is actually not a very good idea for a hoarse voice.
Okay, vodka, tea and Polish vodka.
Oh, wait,
we'll get
to that one down at number four. But let's see what we say on that one, because maybe not so good.
Okay. Oh no. Okay, I have this another number two, slippery ELM. What does this mean? ELM, elm.
Elm. Elm. It's an herb. Slippery elm is an herb.
Then slippery elm is a natural remedy for a raspy voice. I don't know what is elm. I thought this elf, like little tiny things that comes to you and say, you need to be healthy. No more sickness.
Slippery elm is an herb. And the whole point of this one is just herbal supplements of any kind as being natural remedies for raspy and hoarse voices.
Hmm. Then I never heard about that. Did you hear?
No.
Okay, we have in Poland a little different herbs. then help. Don't yawn. Ron is like, what do you say? I'm so sick today. My voice hurts. Okay, let's go to number three. Staying well hydrated is good for the voice. I think, what do you think, girls?
Yes,
yeah.
100%.
What do you think, Ronan? Drinking water helps?
Makes sense.
I'm sure your doctor will say, yes, water is good for you. But I don't like water. I know. I don't like water. Doctor.
Alona, you're made up of vast majority of water. That is what your body is made up of. How do you not like water?
I don't like that. I don't like to thinking about myself that I'm a water.
Well, they actually, now, you know what? I saw a story the other day on CNBC, and a lady, a mother, had come up with these waters with various flavors in it that you can find at Starbucks, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Central Market, all sorts of specialty places, and it's water with just flavors added to it, so it has no calories. It's
yeah.
just water.
Yeah,
so maybe
agree.
Something to look at there.
And you think that drinking water helps vocalists or everybody to have no problem?
And actually, yes, everyone's right on that one. Staying well hydrated is definitely good for the voice. If you dry out, it will cause the vocal cords actually need to be well lubricated, And the best way to do it is just to stay well hydrated overall. And to the previous myth, the herbal supplements, herbal remedies for raspy and hoarse voices, there's no evidence out there right as of yet that any kind of herbal supplements actually help whenever you do have a hoarse voice. So you might want to stay awake because some of them can actually interact with certain medications you may be on. So just be careful in that front.
You are not a singer, but I so agree with you because I'm singing for many, 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 many years. And again, I have the highest education in vocal training. And then I sang for 5 years also from opera, from jazz, for everything. And I was using many, many times my voice for 6-7 hours a day, you know, singing. And I was lucky because I really believe that good training and way how you use your vocal strings really protect your voice from the hoarsenesses. How is it in English? Hoarsenesses?
Hoarseness.
Thank you so much. Not two S's. Hoarseness. And then I will tell you what is Polish old medicine, and you tell me if this is something that is maybe good or not. Our vocalists, when we have a problem with voices, we are using a little pill with vitamin E. And you swallow, but you really put on the tongue, you know, E, and just, I don't know, it's just slippery, it just feels nice. But do you think this is silly, vitamin E, when you have hoarseness?
Well, it again, whenever you swallow anything, it never actually touches the vocal cords themselves. The vocal cords are actually protected. If you get anything to actually touch the vocal cords, you're going to start coughing and gagging, and you'll know it. So vitamin E in and of itself does have some antioxidant capabilities, and antioxidants are important, particularly whenever you have a virus, to try and decrease the how long the symptoms last for you. So it can be important in that regard, but directly for lubricating the voice or making the vocal cords feel good, really won't do anything.
Okay, then we'll be coming back for the vodka part of it. Okay, hot ta. How you spell this? Oh my gosh, I really need some help, people. What is T-O-D-D-Y?
Toddies.
A hot toddy is kind of like vodka, basically.
But you know that my
an alcoholic beverage.
My second name is Todd. That's why I didn't know why you are using Todd there. Now you know I am so confused. This is not about hot tods, which means me. You really think about sometimes, am I funny or what? But that's for real. I'm like, why did you do tods?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're good for a hoarse voice or not. Well, we'll have to test that myth during the winter when a couple of us get hoarse voices and see if Alona's good for it. But
honestly, anything that adds a little bit, you know, like tiny warm-up inside of my tea, I think helps me. But you tell me, is this true or just myth?
Well, and a hot toddy is a drink made of tea and brandy or whiskey with honey and lemon in it. And the point of this myth here is the myth that a hot toddy or an alcoholic beverage can help with your voice. And actually, it can also hurt with the voice because alcohol does increase gastric acid, which can reflux or escape the stomach and actually come up the esophagus and irritate the voice box in the back of the throat. So hot toddy can actually make a hoarse voice even worse.
We don't like that. We are scratching. Nobody heard this. We don't listen to Dr. DJ Varet. You know, what do you think about this? Na, 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 na. Okay. Okay, but we trust you. I know you're right, okay? We'll try to not do that. Okay, and then whispering saves the voice. I have something to say. I think whispering is really bad when you have problem with voice because I think the strings, they're like muscles. They need to just get applause together. They need to work together. But if you have, I don't know. I think don't whisper when you have sick voice. What do you think, Manu? What do you think?
Definitely not. It's like the worst you can do.
What do you think, Laura?
That's the worst thing you can do. That's what I heard.
Okay.
As well.
I know why you are silent, Ronan, because I know you know whispering is not right for you when you are sick. But what do you think? Is good to whisper when you have sick voice to protect voice, or just don't talk?
Probably don't talk.
Dr. DJ, you tell us.
And you are absolutely correct. Just don't talk. The whispering actually will make things worse. Whispering is a high pitch, and the vocal cords actually work harder with high pitch sounds than lower pitch sounds. And you're often exerting more force with air coming out of the lungs, so you're putting more strain on the vocal cords whenever you try to whisper as opposed to just being quiet.
Okay, the husbands like that, probably, the advice. Oh, on, you have hoarse voice. Do not talk anymore, please. I know Dr. DJ Barrett said don't talk. What do you think? How long the process of healing your hoarseness is normally?
Well, and that's a good question. So basically, how do we treat hoarseness? And the biggest thing you can do with hoarseness is what we just went over, voice rest. Just don't use the voice. Most of the time, hoarseness is caused by what we call an acute laryngitis or an acute throat infection. Most of the time, those infections are also due to viral illnesses. Those illnesses generally go away on their own within about a week, 7 days. The old wives' tale in medicine is, if you treat a cold, it goes away in 7 days. If you don't do anything, it goes away in a week.
I like that.
So either way, it's going to go away in about the same period of time. If you get hoarseness, though, that lasts much more than a week and doesn't respond to simply not using your voice, staying well hydrated, treating the symptoms, if you have sore throat, if you have cough, treating those symptoms. If it doesn't go away within about a week, then it's probably appropriate to see a doctor at that point to see if there's some other reason for the sore throat. People who smoke or who drink excessively are at high risk for having cancer, so a sore throat that lasts for quite a while or a hoarse voice that lasts for a while can be a concern for cancer. In most other people, though, it may be actually a bacterial illness which needs antibiotics to treat if it's lasting more than a week. And then there are some stranger things out there. So if the hoarseness lasts for more than a week and doesn't respond to just laying low, not talking very much, it's probably a good time to see a doctor at that point.
Okay, that's sad ending. Okay, I hope after 7 days we all are cured and we all will be having our little rest, vocal rest. And, you know, but I tell you something from my past. I recorded the biggest hit of my life, which was German hit. I did Polish version and Hello Again. This was, you know, a really cool song. But anyway, I couldn't speak. I had so hoarse voice and I had this funky sound in my voice. But I decided, anyway, to try to record. I did, I think, worse than ever. I knew I could do much, much better. And this song was number one for years. I cannot believe it, you know. Yeah, somehow, you don't know. Honestly, it was bad. I had so much trouble singing then. And this was and is the biggest hit of my life in Poland. And apropos Poland, I'm leaving to Poland soon. And our next show will be... I will be calling on a Skype to the LA Talk Radio, and we all will talk on Accent On, and I will be having probably some Polish friend with me, and I will be singing the song, not singing, I will be playing the song, Halo to ja, and everybody can hear that sometimes life is not fun, you are sick, but you still try to do the best job in the moment that you are, like John Johnson said, it's very, very important to live now, and I was living now in the studio, I just needed to just record the song and pray to God something good will happen. And number one for many, many years made me so much money. You know, I miss this time very, very much. So then, Dr. DJ, we love you so much. You are just, I don't know, you can tell us about everything, you know. And I still want to talk about the fillers and like neck problems, and like extension. We covered already. I have so much questions. The girls are new and very young. They just go away, woman. Don't even talk to Dr. DJ. But I think soon we need to just focus on ladies after 40.
Okay, we can talk about it, no problem.
More excitement, please. Okay, I'll make ladies after 40 looking great. Yes, you will?
Absolutely.
I love you. I really, really, really need that. Okay, I'm supposed to also pitch something that is of mine. And I know that John Johnson is the biggest fan of this song. And I start really feeling like, why not? Maybe I can talk about my music also, which Easy Come, Easy Go song. This will be my next single. I am just right now accumulating a few remixes for dance floor, although this one, like I said, is little pop rock with electronica sound to it and is produced by Josh Harris, Madonna, Cher, Killer, Seals. Wow, he's a really great producer. And thank you, Josh. And yeah, this song is very important for me. And this is like a big anthem for every woman in trouble in life. Easy come, easy go, but I'm stronger every day, Manu. I know you're strong. You are amazing, a European lady. You will get wherever your dream will take
you. Thank you so much.
Laura, I know you're a dancer and actor. I know you're the bestest friend. You both are really having really nice friendship. I wish you the best. And
thank
I know
you so
we'll
much.
See each other and maybe we'll be singing together. I'll take care of it. Ronan, I hope your sickness will go away. 7 days. That's what Dr. DJ said.
No talking and lots of water.
You are talking to me, no talking, no more talking. I think we are almost done with our show for today. Doctor, thank you. Good night to Dallas, and we'll talk to you next week, and I will be talking from Poland to everybody, okay? Thank you, ladies. I love
you. Thank you so much for having us.
Easy come, easy go. Ilona Europa.
Sent Up with Ilona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.